However, if you know that you are truly an empath, this is going to be real for you, and if you ignore it, you're going to have a harder time than necessary. Anytime someone is stuck in your mind as an empath, this is not only in your mind. You probably have very real subconscious exchanges of energy happening between you and them. When someone deeply impacts you as an empath, it isn't just having a vivid imagination of what they are going through. You are literally sensing their emotions. How this book will help you. When you are an empath, regardless of how much you may try to change your own mood, sometimes you just can't. Even when you've done all the right things to move beyond something, you may still feel stuck. This isn't because you're only thinking about or merely empathizing with others, but literally taking on their energy. This is why training yourself to handle your abilities is so important. It is tailored to your situation and goes above and beyond basic psychological tips for coping. This book will help you find these tools. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. What makes an empath? Traits and signs. Many people are fascinated by the subject of empathy because they can tell that the world needs more of it. Empathy is what happens when we relate to others with our hearts instead of our minds, putting ourselves in their position and feeling with them. But being an empath is different and takes it further. Empaths exist very high on the spectrum of empathy and don't just imagine what it's like to be in another's shoes. They feel with them. This results in them having amazing compassion for others, but it can get heavy and overwhelming. This is why developing healthy strategies to guard their own sensitivities is so important. Being taken advantage of. Every empath knows what it's like to be taken advantage of. Their sensitive, understanding disposition makes them a target for people who want to dump all their issues on them. This is why protecting yourself and coming up with healthy boundaries matters so much. One of the first steps to understanding your own gifts is realizing where they come from. Let's look at some scientific explanations for heightened empathy and empaths. Mirror neurons. Scientists have found a specific brain cell grouping that gives us compassion. These cells are responsible for mirror emotions, allowing us to share someone else's joy, fear, or pain. Since empaths are believed to possess very sensitive mirror neurons, they resonate deeply with the emotions of others. How does this happen? Outside events trigger the mirror neurons in the brain. For instance, when you see your spouse get hurt, you feel it as well. If your kid is upset, you are also sad. When your friend receives good news, you are also happy. On the other end of the spectrum, narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths are severely lacking in this and have an empathy deficit. In other words, they don't have the ability to empathize the way most others do, and this might be because their mirror neurons are underactive. These people should be approached with caution, especially for empaths. We will talk a bit more about how to protect yourself from negativity in Chapter 3. Contagious emotions. Another observation that has helped the scientific understanding of empaths is emotional contagion. Studies show that people soak up the feelings of the ones around them. For example, a crying baby will cause other babies to cry in a nursery. One person complaining and worrying out loud at work can cause their coworkers to also feel worried. People usually catch the emotions of others in group situations. An article published in the New York Times recently said that being able to sync our moods up to others is a must for healthy relationships. How can empaths learn from this? By choosing positive influences in life instead of getting dragged down by pessimism and negativity. Or if a friend of yours is having a bad time, make sure you are protecting yourself and grounding yourself. These strategies will be taught throughout this book. Electromagnetic fields and empaths. The third finding is about our hearts and brains generating